folks. Welcome to Lyrics and Lattes, a podcast where we extract self-development tips and inspiration from your favorite hip-hop songs over coffee. In this podcast, you'll be given practical tips to develop positive habits from the finest street philosophers. Our goal is to use music to encourage you to reach your true potential and live a more fulfilled life. My name's Trevor Dessisher.
And I'm Jason Wallace.
And we're your hosts, so let's get to it.
All right, so in today's episode, we are live on the Icon app as always, but we got a treat for y'all. We actually are also live with a huge audience with Youth Build students in the Inland Empire. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing today? Give me some love. Unmute. So it's about 35 students in here. What are y'all learning? What's going on?
We're learning everything.
Y'all learning everything. That's what school's for, right?
Culinary arts, carpentry.
Philosophy, property maintenance.
Property maintenance.
Construction, art.
Well, y'all going in. I need to go to school. Where y'all going to school?
All I heard was culinary arts. Y'all in there whipping with the pots.
Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pop.
Art.
Music.
Music. Okay. Y'all listen, y'all doing all these things. All right. So today's episode is about the growing pains of being a beginner. Because you know what? You're gonna suck. But that's okay. But before we get into the episode, let's talk about coffee. Trevor, what you drinking today?
Your boy is giving Black and Bold some love today. Got their cold brew. I made their cold brew from their regular brew, actually. All you have to do is put your coffee beans in a pitcher of water, put it in the fridge. You gotta leave it for 24 hours, though. That's the key, though. So leave it for an entire day. You got a nice cup of cold brew. It's less aggressive on your stomach. And yeah, it tastes just like a cup of coffee, and it's like 80 degrees outside, so it hits the spot. Jason, what are you drinking?
All right, so what I'm drinking today is a roasted Malawi pea berry coffee. It has a delicate flavor and a hint of fig. It's super bougie. None of y'all students ever heard of this Malawi pea berry, right? It's the East African coffee, right? Yeah, y'all at Starbucks, right? Yeah, drinking that sweet stuff, nothing but sugar. Yeah, y'all don't need none of that. Yeah, this is the real African coffee. Tastes like figs.
Where Malawi at, Jason?
It's in the middle. If you go to like this, if you look at Africa, and it's like, it's, look, don't try to play me.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
All right, Trevor, tell us why this topic is important today.
Hey, look, starting something new is scary, and guess what? You're going to suck at it when you first start. If you start that thing, you're supposed to suck. You've never done it before. It's not going to be easy, especially while you're looking at people dominating it in the industry, and you start doubling back on your own abilities, comparing yourself to them. They've been doing this forever, and you haven't started yet. But guess what? When they started, they sucked too. It's a part of the process. Something I learned from Marlon Clark while he was here.
The shit that hurts you is the shit that make you. Growth comes at the point of resistance.
It's going to be hard because it's supposed to be hard. Anything worth doing is. If you're comfortable, you're doing the wrong thing. This is the fun part. You get to learn and grow and get very good at something if you don't allow the stigma of being a beginner keep you from starting it. Here's some reasons why being a beginner is a good thing. Jason, what did you bring?
So we got a follow from this dude named Shaded Prophet, and I saw that he was an artist, so I started like flicking through his music and listening to some of his stuff, and yo, dude is kind of nice, man. He's kind of nice. So I pulled a lyric about the importance of getting out of your comfort zone. Let's play it.
Late night in the library, down in a Red Bull. Like any other rebel, I'm refusing to set toll. Primary mission is to make it out the hood, and my binary vision kept me focused on the good. Say what you will about the will to survive, but determination thrived when there was no other option. Born on the outside, I forced my adoption. Couldn't make you see me if you were never watching the awards.
Where my Youth Build folks at? Like, look around you. If you're comfortable, you're in the wrong room. Here, Shaded Prophet talks about not allowing himself to get too comfortable in his circumstance, i.e. the hood. Listen, there is no growth where there is comfort, and practice makes perfect. You will get good at whatever you do most often. If you complain often, you get good at blaming others all the time. If you make excuses often, you get good at finding reasons not to start. Some of y'all are experts at talking about what y'all gonna do. And if you want to leave that comfort zone, you need to step out of what you've mastered and start being a beginner at something else. This is a point where Shaded Prophet was talking about being comfortable. And I truly believe that, like, there is no motivation in comfort. There is truly no motivation and comfort. If you are comfortable in your environment and you're doing the thing that every single day doing the same stuff, if you're not scared, you're doing the wrong things. And if you've never taken a loss, then you're not trying hard enough. Like naturally, right? Naturally, when you're shooting for something, it's supposed to be hard. That's the whole point. If it was easy, then everybody would do it. So as you're doing that thing, guess what? You're gonna take some L's. You're gonna take some major L's, and it's okay. You get online, you start something new, you got zero followers, and you look at somebody that got a million followers, it makes you wanna buy some followers. It makes you wanna, you know, be scared or nervous about who you are, where you come from. What Shaded Prophet is talking about in this lyric specifically is about being comfortable in the uncomfortable, about knowing that something is hard, knowing it's something that's difficult, but saying, you know what, I'm gonna do it anyways and get all of the crazy looks for trying something new. And you might fail, and it's okay. It's okay to fail, because guess what? Where there's failure, there's growth. And that's what I took from Shaded Prophet. And that's why this dude is crushing it right now. So Trevor, you got anything for that, or you got a lyric?
Yeah, I got something for it. I'm gonna bring this whole thing full circle. We're talking about culinary class, and I was kind of poking fun. But my first time trying to cook something was like 8 years old. I was just putting a Pop-Tart in the toaster. I almost burned my mom's kitchen down, bro. The toaster was literally on fire. I put the toaster in there. It was on for too long. I think I put it on there for like 10 minutes or something crazy. I forgot. I just cranked that thing all the way up. And so I leave. I come, like, it's a toaster, whatever. I leave. I come back. The toaster literally has a fire shooting out of it taller than I was at that point. And my mom comes down with the fire extinguisher, has to unplug the thing, do all the stuff. But guess what? Now your boy be whipping in the kitchen. I be making salmon in the kitchen right now. Make pasta.
Salmon's not that hard to make,
tilapia.
Trevor.
Hey, man, look,
it just goes in the oven.
Where's Malawi at?
you ain't got to catch it first.
Yo, dog. Hey, that's not the point. I went from Pop-Tarts to pasta, and none of it's burnt now. So just bringing that full circle. I'm just throwing this out there. Tilapia kind of hard, though.
It just goes in the oven with some seasoning on it.
You're right.
Not that hard to make.
Hey, look. Who is that? What is
Gigi,
your name?
It's Gigi talking trash.
It's Gigi.
Tilapia is not hard to make at all whatsoever.
Hey, look, you ever, I'm coming over to y'all school with a pan full of tilapia. Y'all gonna be like, dang, it's melt. y'all gonna be like, I see why
he's gonna get on a plane, fly to California with tilapia on the flight the whole way.
Bet.
How about, since Gigi got something to say, how about we let Gigi break down the next lyric? Is that cool with you, Trevor?
Real quick, I appreciate you, Artie. I saw that.
Oh yeah, Artie, love. Appreciate the love. He trying to get in. You wanna let him in?
That was just, I mean, like, true.
Hey, Josh, can you play Crooked Smile real quick?
A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how my shit is crooked. Look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got this bitch still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell.
So, Gigi, can you break down that lyric for us? We just played Crooked Smile. How does that relate to what we're talking about?
Basically, like, as far as, like, women shouldn't basically care what men think about how their parents are, how they look, how they, you know, dress or anything like that.
I love that, because it's like when you starting something new, you get so caught up into like how your appearances are and how you look and what you're doing and how people see you. But like what J. Cole's talking about in Crooked Smile, it's just like, yo, be you. And I'm gonna toss it to Trevor. What you got for that?
I'm gonna need a second. I know what I want to say, but I need a second to figure out how I'm gonna say it.
Let's get Artie on the mic. Artie, what you got?
You just gotta be yourself, man, and people will love you for who you are. Don't try to get out here and act like you're something that you're not, because then you gotta keep pretending, you gotta keep lying. It's all right to tell the truth one time, and then you ain't gotta tell it no more.
That's real spit right there.
It's real spit. Artie Green in the building.
Cool. Appreciate you for that.
Appreciate it, Artie. Josh just talked.
But I'm on the road.
Yeah, do your thing, man. You're not just talking to us, man. You're talking about 34 of these kids in here in this classroom, man. So we appreciate it.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Where the kids located?
They in California, Inland Empire.
Oh, man, that's what's up. Much love to the kids out there in L.A., man. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Cool, cool. All right, Trevor, what lyric you brought to the table today?
So, I mean, like, we're talking about being beginners, and I thought this was, like, the most obvious song that you could bring up. Let's cue up Stronger by Kanye.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right, man, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya.
Yo, so what Kanye says, that don't kill me will only make me stronger. At the beginning, you're not gonna know anything about this. It ain't gonna kill you though. You get to make a couple mistakes. That's honestly part of the fun part of the journey. It's stressful in the moment, but Jason, all the mistakes we've made during making this show, like, that's honestly just like fun times to me at this point. And now we get like the obvious answers to like those problems, and we've become stronger people because of it. That's what all this is about, just becoming a better version of yourself. And you can't do that without messing up in the beginning. So, it literally won't kill you, just unless you jump out a plane or something like that. I mean, like, maybe you should practice something, but.
Love it. Love that breakdown, man. Love that breakdown. Always coming with the fire. Always got it. Always got it.
I'm just trying to be like you, man.
I'm going to go back to the audience here. Hey, Josh, can you play Slippin' by DMX?
Hey, I'm slipping, falling.
Cool. Ronald, how about you break that down for us?
Well, in a type of way where I have learned about that song, it just means that encourage yourself and never let yourself down in a type of way of loving yourself. Even throughout the hardest times, still be worthy in yourself and just let nothing else let you down or yourself. And just keep going and motivate yourself. You have to motivate yourself sometimes. You can't let, because sometimes it's not going to be no one else there to motivate you. You have to motivate yourself sometimes. Right?
Ronald's bringing it today. What they put in the water out there? What's going on? He's bringing it. How old are you, man?
17, sir.
17. Broke down a lyric of DMX. I can't wait to put this on the show. This is fire. Fire. I love that lyric. Josh, let's go to... Trevor, you got something to say about that?
I mean, he kind of said everything that I would want to say on that. I do want to, so even if you are at 100 all the time, you got it all together, and just like one day you're just having a bad day, like you just didn't drink enough water or something, you just feel down that day, that's not a bad thing. Your battery can't be on full all the time. Sometimes you just need to recharge it. Your phone got to recharge all the time. Your car got to recharge. When you start your car and your battery dies, you need to drive it around for a little bit anyway, just so your battery can recharge again. If your car can't stay on all the time, how do you, and it's a machine, if you're a person, how do you expect to do it, you know? So bringing up that song, it's okay to go into a dark place every once in a while. It's okay to not feel 100% all the time. It's perfectly human. So, that was a beautiful breakdown, Ronald. And 17? My man Wise beyond his ears already. Look at you, man. I see you out here, bro.
All right, so the next thing about being a beginner is that you can get so caught up in, like, you know, bragging about yourself and what you're doing. And I feel like being a beginner keeps you humble. Let's cue that up real quick.
Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Yo, sit down. Be humble. One of the things about being a beginner, it allows you to look at a mentor, to look up at somebody else. And you can only be a beginner for a little while, right? When you my age and you've been doing something for so long and you got a question, you feel a little uneasy about asking people, right? As a beginner, you can ask as many stupid questions as possible, because guess what? You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing, and it keeps you humble. It keeps you, you know, it keeps you grounded, and it makes you appreciate the things that's in front of you. That's what I got from that song. Trevor, what you get?
I got something to build on with what you just said. Even the masters ask questions. Like, what's that old saying? Wise man says no question is stupid or something like that.
Yeah.
Even if you're a master at your craft, keep asking questions anyway, even if it's remedial. That's how you build on the basics over and over and over and over again. How many times do you think Kobe shot practiced his layup even after he had already mastered his layup? So even once you master that craft, you're not a beginner anymore. Keep asking questions. Keep yourself humble. Remember those times when you were a beginner. Reach back and go get somebody else that's a beginner. That's what it's all about, to bring each other up. But yeah, no, just don't forget about that time when you were that guy too. But once you're up there, just keep asking questions. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
Cool, dope. Trevor's always bringing it. Trevor, who you want to pull up for the next breakdown? I see we got a few of them in here.
Josh, did you ever get a chance to get Rainy Days?
I'm still working on it.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see here.
We got Leah Try Again. We got Blue Faces. We got Hustle and Motivate. Lifestyle of a Young Thug. Which one you want to hear the most?
Type in your votes right now. Go.
Go. Go. Go. Who y'all want to hear?
I'll wait.
What song y'all want to hear? Oh, I hear Try Again. I guess we're going to go with Try Again. All right. Aaliyah, Try Again. Kendra, where you at? Kendra, where you at, Kendra? Kendra.
Right here.
There you go. We got so many people in this thing. It's hard to find people. Cool. All right. Let's play. Josh, can we play Aaliyah, Try Again? Cool. Aaliyah, Try Again. Kendra, what you got for it?
No matter what you do, just never give up. And what you're trying to succeed in.
Dope. Trevor, what you got?
Greatness is built off of repetition. I was kind of hitting at it before, and I just found a way to sum up what I just said. That's what it is. Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. You've mastered it. Keep going. Keep trying. Keep repeating it. Stay good at it. Once you stop doing something, you start becoming bad at it because you're out of whack now. So just keep trying. Keep repeating and keep repeating. That's what greatness is built out of. So
it's impossible to do something for 365 days, right? If whatever the day that you start, 1 year later, it's impossible to not be 1 year better at it, at that thing. It's impossible. So it's just like the longer you do something, practice, like I said earlier, practice makes perfect. And if you practice at making excuses, you're going to be really good at making a lot of excuses. And if you practice at being dope and trying and getting up and doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get better at that thing. Trevor, you got one more, right?
I do got one more lyric that we can go to. Anybody here heard of Masego?
I love the lyrics right now.
There we go. Who said that?
Loata.
Okay,
you got to play Tadao.
We got to play Tadao. What's that got to do with it? Okay, if you could pull a reason to play Tadao, I will play Tadao. Okay. I don't see why it ties in with this episode now.
Trev, I'm good on that if you want to.
Let's do it.
I'm in Hollywood and I'm really bored. I'm in a studio that I couldn't afford. A year ago, now I'm a pro. Now every single person coming to my show.
So this goes back to my other point, or to my last point. Repetition creates greatness. Masego plays like every instrument known to man. I think he started out on the piano, but that's because practice. I used to play saxophone back in the day. Jason, I don't know if you knew that. Josh, you might have known that, but I haven't played in years, so I'm not as good as I used to be anymore. My lungs aren't up there where they used to be anymore. It's because I've stopped practicing. Masego kept going, and then he branched out. It's like learning a new language. Once you learn Spanish, you can learn Italian easier. You can learn Portuguese easier. Once you learn Russian, you can learn Croatian easier because they're all related. But it's because you keep practicing and building that muscle. I used to run cross country as well. And so back to Jason's point, once you run cross country, you get used to running a mile. I can knock out a 6 minute mile like it's nothing now just because it's in here. I can do it in my mind. It's actually not as hard as you think it is. Your body just does what your mind says. It's a placebo. But placebo has a negative effect where you don't think you can do something or you think you're sick and it'll actually make it happen, but also has a good effect. I think I can do this thing. Therefore, my mind makes my body do that thing because I said I can. Jason, what'd you get?
I mean, you just broke it down, man. I mean, you did it. You did it. I got nothing. But let's do one more lyric. I want to make sure we have some time to talk to the kids after, because they got to leave at 2:30. So let's just do one more breakdown with one of them. Somebody brought up Ja Rule, right? We got him on the line. Let's put that up. Cool. Before we get to the breakdown, since he's watching, who can do the best Ja Rule impression? Who can do the best Ja Rule impression? Who wants to? I need three people. And he's watching. He's literally right here. We got Christian. All right, that's one. Who else?
I saw somebody pop up.
Christian, you're going to go first.
I saw you, Andrew.
Jones, we're going to you next, Jones. Come on now. We coming to you. All right, Christian, go ahead. Let's get your best Ja Rule impression. Let's do it.
It's murder.
Nah, that wasn't it. Oh, he can't hear you. I got to take the... Hold on. Let's do it again. Do it again.
No, I'm not going to do it again. You already shot me down. Go to the next person.
Jones, you next, man. You next, Jones. Come on. Miss D, coming to you next.
I don't think my voice goes that deep.
Miss D, you got to give us your best Ja Rule impression.
Okay, see, I'm with Mr. Jones. How do you get your voice that deep? I'm a stick with Christian.
You're making me look bad.
It's murder.
Hey. Murder.
Murder. I can't do it.
All right, Gigi, let's get the breakdown from you.
I like that song. I love it so much because it like basically explains like you can have your bad days and then the next day you wake up or that same day you can have somebody that, you know, makes you smile and like basically bring, you know, the sun into your life and you don't have to worry about what you was worrying about already.
Love the breakdown. Love the breakdown. I'm thinking, Trevor, should we do the recap?
All right, so a brief recap, words of wisdom for the day. Number one, comfort doesn't lead to growth. You got to jump out of your comfort zone. All the greatest things in life are on the other side of fear. We brought that up in a past episode. Number two, rinse, wash, repeat. Greatness is made out of repetition. Keep practicing, keep practicing. Once you mastered it, keep practicing anyway. We learned a lot today. Learned a lot from the youngins. This has been a really fun adventure. Thank you to the kids. Guys, don't forget, we have a voice note feature on our website. Kids, you too. We have a voice note feature on our website. If you want to hear a topic, you want to add a lyric, or you just want to hear yourself on our podcast, leave us a voice note, and you'll be on our next episode. We love to hear from you guys other than just the voice note. So don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. You can stay connected to us on social media. That's at Lyrics and Lattes.
Was that cool or what? That was really nice.
That wasn't cool. That was more than cool. That was amazing.
That's the word I got.
It was actually kind of fun. Yeah, I learned
a lot. We all got to express ourselves. You know, that was really cool. And then to have it be able to be, you know what I'm saying, on a podcast, and we get to be able to see. I can't wait to be able to see.